The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show!
Warning, warning, this show is complete bollocks and is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-884-831.
You have been warned.
Your week's been now. You've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun. It's Rodders' brand new show. It's got Z-list guests, crazy competitions, Mystic Mug
and Bobby Tan.
This song is diabolical.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Hi, this is Blinky from The More Assured, and you're listening to Rodders FM. Rod. I can't sing, unfortunately. I play the bass.
He can't sing, he plays the bass. This is Rodders FM. Thank Rod, it's Friday. Andy in the chat room goes, I so need this jingle. It wouldn't make sense because you don't have a show called Thank Rod, it's Friday. Plus, it took me and my mate Jack Davies, who's a musician. Check him out, myspace.com/JackNDavies. It took me and him 3 hours to record that jingle simply because he had to give me singing lessons because my singing is pretty terrible. Da-la-la-la. Now, coming up on the show tonight, we've got a jam-packed show. Unlike last week's show, which I sort of cobbled together at the last minute, I've actually thought about this one. We have You Make Me Sick, which is coming up shortly. We have some funny news sent in by a listener named Jeff. And that'll be closely followed by our newest feature, Bobby's Amazing Facts. And also, we're going to be doing the quizzical quiz to end off the show. Now, you can win an exclusive Rodders FM ringtone simply by asking a few moronic questions. It's as easy as that. All you need to do to get in touch tonight is ring me on 0844-884-831. Somebody, a listener called Phones For You wrote in to the chat, and she's got a message for Danny. She said, I like Danny a lot, and man, you are rubbish. I love Denise. Sorry, that woman sounds completely crazy. Danny, she's too old for you, really. And Danny's the guy in the webcam. Andy, if you press the magnifying glass, you will see all the other webcams, and there's Danny on webcam right now. You know, it's been an exciting week, and I have a very, very big announcement concerning Rodders FM. I responded to an advert on a forum. Yeah, I'm sad enough to go on forums, I'm ashamed of myself. Go on a forum and reply to a position. A certain radio station wanted a presenter. I sent in an application form, and this station called NRG Radio, check them out on nrgradio.co.uk. It turns out they're a very big internet, they're an internet-based station, but still, what's really exciting about them is that they broadcast all over the country. They broadcast worldwide on the internet. And also, they've got an FM license around London, but they're renewing that. They haven't got it at the moment, but they're going to have an FM license around London. Plus, there's a frequency I'd never heard of called XM, apparently, which broadcast, you know, you can pick up these XM signals even in the Antarctic, and their station broadcasts on XM. So I applied to be a DJ there, and I got this very formal-sounding letter. Dear mister, we would like to offer you a trial set this Saturday, 8 p.m. for 1 hour, blah, blah, blah. Please be aware that the T-Mobile advertising team will be listening, because they're sponsored by T-Mobile, so we need to be on our best behaviour for a change. Look at the website, and there will be a news article about me going on NRG Radio, right? And what I need you to do, I need you to all tune in to my test broadcast, because I will literally have thousands of listeners, and it's quite daunting. And if I nonsense up, it means I won't get this chance ever again. So I need all the listeners to tune in. what was I going to do? I was going to do a bit of You Make Me Sick, but I really need a drink, so I think we're going to have a quick advert break.
Hello, Arthur Legg here, here to tell you a story about Billet Bosch.
Auntie Mavis from South Pidlington was doing a spot of cooking.
Oh, I'm doing a spot of cooking, I am, yeah!
She got gravy on her nose, which resulted in terrible staining.
Oh, my nose! Oh, terrible staining!
Luckily, Billet Bosch was there to help.
It burnt me nose off, but at least it got rid of the stain!
It's green, it's posh, it's going to burn your crotch, it's Billet Bosch! That name again is Billet Bosch.
Big Rod, it's Friday!
Now, I think we're going to go for our next, and probably most popular feature, actually, after Mystic Mug, who has gone on a long holiday, thank goodness. It's time for this. Time for this. Time for... Oh, forget it. Stupid non-responsive buttons.
Now's the part of the show where Rodders will go on a rant about what really makes him sick. You make me f***ing
sick to my stomach. Naughty words, naughty words. Everywhere a naughty word. Hello, welcome to Rodders FM. We are live across that thing known as the internet on Rodders.com. I'm not sounding angry. Basically, I have two problems. Number one, people who... This is what makes me sick, by the way, if you hadn't already guessed. People who leave their mobile phones off all the time. I mean, why even bother having a mobile phone? See, for the price of a mobile phone, you could probably feed an entire African country. It's funny how we refer to Africa, isn't it? We say, oh, over in Africa. It's the size of a continent, yet we just pretend it's just a country. Oh, I'm going to Africa to help the poor people. It's like, oh, I'm going to Europe. Europe's huge! Africa is probably even bigger, I don't know. I hated geography lessons with a passion. People who, like, one person in particular, Josh Hall, co-host, you heard him on the back chat, back chat show, and if you heard him on hospital radio a few times, impossible to get hold of. I didn't know he was I did a show on hospital radio, because Andy did a bunk. Swine. But, I didn't know he was coming till about 2 minutes before he arrived. Suddenly gave me a ring and said, oh yeah, I'm nearly at the station. So, and he goes, oh, but I don't like phones, they're just annoying. I said, Josh, that's just really weird, you might as well not have a phone. And another thing that really gets my goat, hey, that could be a new feature. If people think You Make Me Sick is too vulgar, you could do, yeah, you know, really gets my goat. Oh dear. It's crazy. And look, there's my dad wandering in. Hi, Dad. Sounded a bit like my mate Dave there. Basically, and another thing that really annoys me, right? People snogging relentlessly in public. A bit people sort of turn a blind eye to. But when people are constantly eating each other's faces in the middle of public, it is not a nice sight. I mean, it's okay, I guess, if the people are moderately attractive. But if they're not, it's awful. I mean, the thing I say, though, I go, look, guys, can't you get a room? Preferably one with no air holes and no windows. Or maybe one at the bottom of a lake. Or maybe a room on the Titanic. You know, that's going to do me. I'm all ranted out. It's Rodders FM. And it's making me sick. We're going to go for a bit of unsigned music very shortly. Now, this artist is called Julian McKee. Her genre is adult contemporary. What does that mean? She swears in a contemporary fashion, using up-to-date swear words. Duncan, that's disgusting. Sort of sums you up. She said, in a year known for female singers, it's tempting to ask what difference is this one. The difference is the point. Julian has a serious quality to her voice, experience and the excellence in piano playing, and a great way with lyrics. Hmm, sounds interesting. So let's listen to one of her songs. This is a section I like to call Rate or Hate. If you're not in the chat room, please get in the chat room. There's somebody lurking. This is a section called Rate or Hate. Do you rate this music or do you hate it? We're going to play her first song called Summer Weather in My Heart.
I don't want to feel ashamed anymore. I don't want to feel I'm alone anymore. And I don't want to hear that silence when I call your name. It's deafening within. I don't want to feel that guilt running through my veins for some transgression that I don't understand. I just want to feel some weather.
Julie McKee there. They were sent to me by a record company. What do we think? Rate or hate? And you can check her out on myspace.com/Julie McKee Singer. That's spelled M-C-K-E-E. I will post the link into the chat room. All right, Julie, we don't want you getting carried away. Don't play another song. Do we rate or hate her music, guys? I want to know. Ask Duncan... Duncan rates the music, so that's one rate. Another rate. Rage or hate? What a gay phrase. Thanks, Ned. He is apparently one of my best mates, but he's the most unencouraging person ever. He hated Rodders FM. He moaned about it. He was on the original recordings, enjoyed that, and then pretended he was too cool. Then, finally, he was on a show called New Year's Nonsense. You can still download that. God knows why I haven't deleted it. Ned was terrible on it. Hello, my name's Ned. No, I'm kidding. Ned was actually very funny on it. Speaking of, should we go into our next feature, guys? This can only be described as one of the most... It is the weirdest fact. We know we've got weird features. I mean, this makes Mystic Mug look like a sensible grown-up thing to do.
You know what that sound indicates? Landing in his Bobby-mobile from the planet Bobby. It's Bobby with yet another of one of his...
Amazing facts! Have you ever wondered how many millimeters are in a millipede? Or how many mobile phones it would take to fry your buns? Or how many pancakes were involved in the 1996 event to break the world pancake record? Well, no, you probably haven't. This is the place where you find all the amazingest facts with Bobby!
Hello, welcome aboard.
Oh, hi, Rodders.
What did you think of that jingle, then?
Oh, it was pretty good, actually.
It was top class. Did you like the way I put 50 Cent in the background?
I did indeed, yes. It was good.
I think
I'm slightly off. Duncan thinks I'm some sort of crackhead, but...
Oi, language, Bobby.
Okay.
You have the most appalling language. It's unbelievable.
What do you mean, me? Yeah, what is Mystic Meg, anyway?
Oh, Mystic Mug. Oh, I'll get her to read your fortune in a minute, if you're good.
Oh, cool.
So, what is your amazing fact? I take it you've got one, or else this would be such an anticlimax.
Yeah, I sort of didn't have one till, like, 5 minutes ago when I thought of this, thing.
Does your mother know you're on the radio?
Alright, the pointless fact is that, bumblebees, I've just discovered, like, Friday... have little imitators.
Wait a minute, that's ridiculous, Bobby. You said you'd only thought... Wait, Bobby. You said you'd only thought of this fact 5 minutes ago. Friday is not 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I only thought of it as a fact 5 minutes ago.
Actually, what am I saying? Today is Friday.
What?
Today is Friday, actually.
I meant Thursday.
Oh, God, we're in a time warp. What's your fact about bumblebees? Go on, I won't interrupt you, I promise.
Alright, this one is that... you know, bumblebees have their little mimic bumblebees, like normal flies, normal blowflies, bee flies, burrowing flies, whatever. And they're all evolved to look almost exactly like bumblebees to avoid predators, which is pretty interesting, but pretty obvious if you look closely at a hoverfly.
So your amazing fact is animals have evolved to look like bumblebees.
Yeah, well, not bumblebees. Imitation happens a lot, you see. You know, it'll happen across a species, like you get coral snakes, which are highly venomous, but imitated by another snake, which isn't actually venomous.
That is the milk. That's the milk snake, isn't it?
Yeah, milk snake.
Oh, I bet. See, I'm.
So it gave me this idea for torturing people.
What?
What if you got like a few of these imitator insects? And someone who can't actually tell the difference between, like, milk snakes and coral snakes, you just stick them in a room with them.
Bobby, you're completely deranged. That's horrible. That can be a prize for the Rodhead. The best Rodhead gets to be put in a tank in Bobby's torture chamber of, I think, what's a famous boxer? Amir Khan? If I dress up as Amir Khan, no one will mess with me and no predators will come after me and I'll never get bullied again. Well, what I want to call this chat room, like, I don't know, the zoo or something. Well, a message in from the talking zoo. Ned goes, yeah. Ask him about the hoverflies disappearing because the bees disappeared in because the bees are disappearing. He said he saw that in Doctor Who.
Oh, yes, the bees are disappearing. This is mainly in America. There's a virus going around. This is mainly due to the fact that in America they obtain honey on an industrial basis. All the bees are one species. They're all one type of bee. They spray them with chemicals. And the bees get weaker, more vulnerable to diseases. And what it is basically, it's a B version of AIDS. It will destroy the bee's immune system. Bees will die.
Sorry, I did snigger at that word, but I shouldn't have. It's very inappropriate. But Bobby, that's nonsense, actually. You know, you've just spouted the biggest load of drivel, because on Doctor Who, the bees disappeared. Ned, I can't remember the reason, because I really didn't understand this week's last week's episode of Doctor Who. Why were the bees
disappeared?
It was because the Daleks had kidnapped planet Earth, right? And the bees were aliens and thought they'd do a runner.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
She's been to the brink of insanity, and back to tell you your future.
It's the magical, mystical...
Hello, I'm Mystic Mug.
Oh, good afternoon, Mug. Or evening. How are you?
I don't know. I haven't predicted that far in the future. Mr. Tan.
Yeah, you got that bit right. Well done.
What is your star sign?
The star sign is Leo.
Leo? Leo the lion, or is it a leopard or a lemur?
It's a giraffe.
Really?
No, just get on with it.
You are going to meet the dark.
Come on, we could be here all night.
Dark. Car. We'll be friends with this car. Then, it'll be a bit like that movie Cars. And then, you will become obsessed with Dexter's lab and build your own laboratory underground. Do you have a sister?
So will it be like a real fortress, or like one of those imitator fake fortresses where they appear a fortress in order to avoid attackers?
She has no idea. She's not that good.
Yes, I am! Do you have a sister?
Oh, I have a sister. She's called Sarah.
No, her real name is Dee, and she will destroy your experiments. Oh!
Oh, dear.
Bobby.
Yeah.
What's the best theory that Professor Hawkins came up with?
Actually, I think his best theory is probably pointing out that black holes do explode because they emit radio.
Oh dear, we appear to have lost him. What a pity.
Rodders FM. Much better than a Yorkshire pudding.
Bobby, you're in the chat room as Bobs. Can you just leave the chat room and then enter one more O in your name? And that would just be absolutely hysterical. We're going to do some silly news. I got an email from a listener called Jeff. I think he's from somewhere in the States. He sent me some weird news. He goes, oh, I love this news story. It made me chuckle hard. The thing he sent me is a news article, and it says, alien-like being born from a cow in Thailand. It's really quite disturbing. This isn't for the faint at heart. This dead alien-like being is found in a small town in Thailand, was claimed to be born from a cow. I don't know how to describe it. It looks like a, you know, a calf. It's got a tail, it's got hooves, and it's got... But then it looks like it has a human head. From the waist upwards, it looks like a baby, except it's still got hooves. It's really weird, and the natives have covered it in talcum powder for some odd reason, so it looks even more weird. Blah, blah, blah. The local residents pour baby powder onto the dead body and burn it because they believe that they need to cleanse the area of evil. Hopefully, it will be reincarnated peacefully. I think we're going to have to do the quizzical quiz soon.
Right, who did that? It was you, wasn't it? You, standing next to the lady with the hat. How dare you desecrate the Queen's anthem?
Yo, hey, check this out.
Hello, it's Ned.
Hello, it's Ned. No, it's not. Don't tell lies.
And for the first time ever, I'm tuned in.
What have you been dumped by your girlfriend? Are you suffering from depression? What brings you?
Well, I was on Facebook and you had a little like update thing. Like Rodri is doing a radio show right now.
I bet you've never seen that before done by anyone. It's like most people's status updates are so boring. It's like Stephanie is in the shower. Ned is crying in his crying corner lonelily.
Most of the time, you wonder why the hell they bothered writing that status update and just didn't do something about it, like
I must confess,
I am hungry. Go and get something to eat. Don't just moan about it. Or is tired. Go to bed. What the F are you doing writing that? Just get a life. And everyone, I'd just like to clarify this. Bobby was wrong about the black holes. They just slowly get smaller. They don't explode.
Oh, what an ignoramus. God, I mean, I know that black moulds don't do anything of the sort.
Rodri.
What?
PC.
What? PC World. Where in the world? PC World. I'm annoyed with PC World, Ned.
Yeah?
You know why?
Why?
My laptop's broke and they're not fixing it.
Oh.
You know why?
I bet you got it from like Comet anyway, didn't you?
That's Comet.
So unreasonable.
That's Comet sense.
Not to fix it.
That's Comet sense. But no, you know, you've ruined my joke. You know why they're not fixing it?
Why?
Because it was under warranty for Toshiba, so I sent it to Toshiba to be repaired. So obedient. But he's wrong about black holes, though. But what do you think of his new feature?
Thought you should have maybe, you know, done the joke at the end when you turn it off a bit sooner.
Yeah,
so that's a little bit unkind.
I mean, you know why I didn't hang up early? Because I was getting I was getting really actually interested by it. So is how sad I am. And he has just typed in "you imbecile."
No, he just typed in "you imbecile."
Well, yeah, but he's dyslexic. I'm dyslexic. We're speaking our own language, Ned.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Ned. You know what I'm going to do, and you can't stop me unless you're a superhero.
What?
I'm making a dyslexic beam, and everyone in the world will be dyslexic. Anyway, should we get on with this quiz? Before you get confused,
okay.
It's not from Hospital Radio Reading. That's just an error.
And now...
Oh, do I get a choice between the adult or the child one?
Yes, now shut up.
Live from Hospital Radio Reading, it's...
A Ned Goodwin special.
Quizzical quiz! Here's your host that likes a bit of toast, it's Rodders!
That's technically not true, I hate toast. But what, do you want to do the kids or the adults?
Well, it is the adults, and it's like actually about adult questions. It's kind of about porn and sex.
No,
references.
No, Ned, no, it's not about porn.
Oh, then I'll go for the kids one.
What are the first names of the Chuckle Brothers? Paul and Barry.
Oh, they're Barry. One's called Barry, because that's Paul and Barry.
Yep. And,
Oh, yeah.
I feel like being really stupid. Like, with that one, I deliberately gave away the answer. I feel like giving away the answer to you just to patronise you, but I don't think I will. What is their catchphrase? And don't Google catchphrase to find out what that means, Ned.
Is it the to me to you one, or...
Yeah. They don't have any others. Also, what sort of animal is Basil Brush?
A fox, but it's a fox with a hand stuck up his bum.
Erotic fox, then, shall we say. What's this is getting boring. What's his catchphrase?
Hang on a minute. I'm like a fox, and I'm a weasel. I'm Beelzebub. Ta-da!
Oh, yeah, great. Thanks for your input.
Shut up. I hope you die.
I probably will eventually.
Yeah. Sooner.
What colour are the stripes on Dennis the Menace's jumper?
Red and black.
And what colour is Walter the Softie's blue jumper?
Red and black.
No, it's blue.
Ah, damn. There is no emoticon to describe how I feel.
Anyway, thanks for calling the show, Ned. Good night.
No problem.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Hello?
Hello, Hugo. You're on the show.
Hello, Rodri.
You are probably the most regular caller. It's unbelievable. I don't know.
Wow.
Or maybe Danny is. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah. Hugo, do you want to play the quizzical, slightly whizzical, a bit pizzical quiz?
Yeah, sure, all right.
Right, let's do this ridiculous jingle then. I've got a touchscreen in front of me. This is quite confusing. Don't tell me I haven't put the quiz jingle on my MP3 player.
Josh's quizzy word game.
All right, turn that off. Sorry.
The quizzical quiz. And here's your host that likes a bit of toast. It's Rodders.
In which Oscar Wilde play is a baby found in a handbag? I was about to say, in what play is a baby sound?
It's The Importance of Being Earnest.
Wow, congratulations. I was going to say, in which film was a baby found in a carrier bag in a bin? I was going to say, The Chronicles of Ned Goodwin. let's get on to the next question. What sort of animal is Basil Brush? No, we have that one
with
already.
Fox.
What is the sour ingredient in a whiskey sour?
Whiskey?
No, it's actually lemon. What famous British soldier and statesman gave his name to a rubber boot?
Wellington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learnt on QI, though, that the first boots were actually invented by Native Indians who actually just stuck... This sounds like rubbish, but it's true, because it was on QI, so it's got to be true. Native Americans just stuck their feet in rubber and, naturally produced latex and let it dry on their feet. And that's,
that is really uninteresting.
I think it's fascinating. When Stephen Fry says it, it's very funny. When I say it, it's just rubbish. Sounds like a history lesson. Well, this is a ridiculous question. In which nursery rhyme... in the nursery rhyme, Jack Sprat refused to eat what kind of food?
Soup.
No, it's fat.
Okay.
I've never... Who is Jack Sprat? Who wrote these questions?
I have no idea.
That's wrong. I'm not even going to count that as wrong, Hugo. In fact, that's just rubbish, that question. Jack Sprat refused to eat Sprat. La 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 la. Fat. This is crap. I mean, I wrote these ages ago for Hospital Radio. What happens when a phoenix dies?
A baby phoenix is born from the ashes.
That is completely correct. Where are the crown jewels kept?
Tower of London.
No, down the Queen's trousers. No, that is correct. What's the name of Dennis the Menace's dog, Nasha?
Nasha.
No, it's Paul. But anyway, that just about puts to quote a comedian who I can't remember the name of on Last Comic Standing, who put that in the Muffin House? It's the end of the show. Good night, everyone. Remember, look at the website and look for my demo show on NRG Radio. That's it from me. So it's the end of the show at last. Thank you for tuning in. Good night. Stay in the chat room for some more chat. Good night.
The only thing that's right on the radio. Rodders, Rodders, you've been my favorite show. I can hear the radio if I'm not gonna hear your voice. Louder, louder, I'll turn up the stairs.
What is FM?